This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. And Jake Gyllenhaal, he's the prince. And he's tricked into unleashing the Sands of Time onto the world, which is a bad thing because it turns everyone into demons. So he teams up with a princess to set things straight.
Prince Dastan, have you wondered how you could have found such a treasure? Are you not curious why an orphan from the streets would be chosen to become a prince? The gods have a plan for you.
Now, as they say, like sands of time through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. Actually, they don't say that at all in this movie, but it does so happen that this movie does have a lot of that good kind of soap opera stuff. Forbidden love, hate, temptation, drama, and some really bad decisions. Coolest thing of all, though, a magical little something-something that can make all the bad go away by going back in time, and that's the dagger of time. Now, I have to get myself one of these daggers of time. You know, anytime I do something stupid, I can go back and voila, the problem is gone. Take yesterday, for example, I'd go back and order mud pie instead of cheesecake for dessert. But if you are a fan of the video game this movie is based on, or like an action-packed kind of soap opera thing, this one might be for you. Now onto the movie the girls have been waiting for, Sex and the City 2. So this time around, in between shopping, social engagements, and other important stuff, the girls head off to Abu Dhabi for a break.
What happens after you say I do? I think we need some glamour.
1 week in Abu Dhabi, all expenses paid for all four of us. Get out of town.
My point exactly.
I can hear the decadence calling.
Just like you would expect, this one is glittery, glamorous, and borders at times on the gaudy, but hey, that's exactly what you would expect from Sex and the City. This time around, though, the girls are 40-something, except for Samantha, and they're growing up a bit. They're trying to figure out how to deal with marriage, except for Samantha, what to do about children, except for Samantha, and staying faithful, definitely, except for Samantha. One thing I did notice, though, they did not call this one Sex and the City Forever After, so who knows how many more sequels they might do. But I gotta tell you, the next thing for these girls might be divorce and retirement, and I'm not too sure how excited that would be. Except maybe that once and for all, the big mystery would finally be solved. How old is too old for wearing 6-inch heels? Anyway, if you're a fan of Sex and the City, this will give you exactly what you're looking for. If not, you probably are not going to get this movie. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Sex and the City 2 is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.